Well, I had been praying about for our 20th anniversary, about going on a Colorado hunting trip. So we got 4 years to decide. Yeah, buyer of the couch. Boiled egg. You'd have to be at the men's advance to understand that. If you want to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, I appreciate everything that has been said in this service, how the Lord has already moved, and don't you appreciate the presence of the Lord? It's real. Amen. And it can be real in your soul tonight. If you've never been saved, if you're just cold in your heart, amen, the fire of God can be real in your life tonight. Praise God. Appreciate your giving. Appreciate this opportunity. I'm humbled to be able to stand before such fine people and try to proclaim the word of the Lord and what the Lord has laid on my heart. And we appreciate Calvary Holiness Church and what the Lord is doing here. And I, too, have been encouraged by the men's advance and how the Lord has helped us and there and spoke directly to us and needs that we face in this last day and hour and challenge us to be leaders. And men, we're supposed to be, we are the leaders of this church and leaders of our homes. And let's take that role seriously and more serious than we do a job or a career. Let's take the roles that God has given us seriously. And part of that is having a job, taking our role seriously, is having a job, providing for our family. But we need to provide for our family spiritually by being a spiritual leader. And that's what I long to be. I strive to be a spiritual leader of my home. And y'all just pray to the Lord that I will be. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, we'll read and maybe skip around just a few verses here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it by the elders obtained a good report. Let's skip down to verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight for this opportunity, Lord, to preach your gospel, to preach your word. Lord, I pray, God, for your anointing to anoint me, Lord, to preach your word, to say just what it needs to be said. I pray that your anointing will fall on the ears and the hearts of the people of the congregation tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you'd move in the altars tonight. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. And I give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now faith. Now faith. I tell you what we need in this last day and hour is faith now, for sure. And, you know, faith is believing without seeing, where you believe when you don't see at all. And the Lord will help me tonight. I want to preach on one simple word. You ever listen to a radio program? And our family, we really like the Adventures and Odyssey to listen to them. And on the CD and on the radio, and my wife's got a new CD that the kids been listening to, and she's been listening to, and it's called Jonathan Park, and it's another Christian based program. But anyway, you ever listen to something like that, old time radio? Some of you grew up listening to old time radio stories, and maybe Roy Rogers, or I don't know what they all was. I wasn't listening to them back in, but anyway, they'd be talking and they'll be going through the story, and then they'll say, "Meanwhile, back at the ranch," and you know, and then the story would skip back. And meanwhile, back in town, you know, the sheriff's in trouble, or Timmy's fell in the well, and Lassie is barking, telling Timmy what's going on. But anyway, they use that meanwhile because there's two things going on at the same time. There's one thing going over here that these people that's involved in this situation cannot see what's going on over here on this side. How many will admit tonight that you can't see everything? I mean, just you can look around. We can see who is in the congregation tonight, but we can't see everything that's going on. We cannot see tomorrow and what is going on tomorrow. We cannot see the end from our beginning, and we cannot see the tragedy and triumphs that lie ahead of us. You believe that tonight? And how many admit that you can't know everything that's going on? Amen. As much as we try to take in and receive everything that we can, amen, we don't know the trials that we are to face. We don't know all the answers to the test of life that comes our way. We don't know, amen, if tomorrow we'll even have a job. We don't know the pain or the pleasure that we will experience. But I'm telling you what, by faith, we can know that God is working out all things for our good. Praise God tonight. You know, it's not everything that's going on in our life is not happening within the realm that we're standing. Amen. And I want you to know tonight that God is working on your behalf. Just because you can't see His mighty hand, He is working things out for our good. Amen. I praise God tonight for that. Even in our ignorance, when we don't understand and don't have the knowledge to even understand what God is doing in our lives, God is working in our lives. Praise God. I've seen it time and time again. But I've come to tell you, church, that the just shall live by faith. And here in these scriptures we've read, amen, how that Abraham, amen, this great story of Abraham and all these others we could have read over and over. By faith, Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, amen, Noah being warned of God of things to come. Noah didn't see, amen, the flood that was coming, but he believed what God told him, and he began to build an ark. Praise God. And when the rains came, Noah was prepared. And I want you to know tonight, God is working in our behalf. And if we're going to go on for God, we've got to realize, amen, that we can't see everything that God's doing. But when it comes to pass, oh, happy day and glorious day. Amen. When those things work out for God's goodness and for God's greatness in our lives, that we have a glorious testimony. Amen. Amen. Jack, buddy, you want to help me tonight? Amen. But here I want to talk about Abraham. And we read this story how that Abraham said by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, his only son. You know, can you imagine Abraham and Isaac, they was resting in the tent that night, but God called out to Abraham. He said, Abraham. And Abraham answered. He said, get up, Abraham, and take thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Amen. Go unto a land which I'll tell thee of. Go into Moriah. And you just go, and when you get to that land, you offer your son up as a sacrifice. And so can you imagine Abraham's over 100 years old, and can you imagine that? He said, I'm going to the land of Moriah. They lived around Beersheba. And from Beersheba to the land of Moriah was about 42 miles. And so here's a 100-year-old man, and he's going to take his son. He's going to walk 42 miles to where God has told him to go. And I have no doubt, amen, he said, I'm too old for this. Amen, it's a long walk for me to go. Amen, but God has told me to go unto the land of Moriah, so I'm going to go unto the land of Moriah. And not only that, Abraham may have thought, now God gave me this son in my old age, and I'm too old to go. Amen. That thought may have come into his mind, but nevertheless, they walked one day, and then they walked 2 days. The Bible said on the third day, amen, they come to that land, and they told Abraham told his servants, you stay here while the lad and I that we go up to worship. And all these thoughts are going on through their mind. And they've got all these worries. Matter of fact, Isaac's anxiety got a hold of him. And he said, Father, I see the wood. And he said, I see the sacrifice. Amen. Or he said, I see the wood and I see the fire. But where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, listen here, son. God will provide a sacrifice. And all their worry and all their fret, they didn't realize. But meanwhile, on the other side of the mountain or somewhere on that mountain, there was a lamb that was coming, and they walked in worry and they walked in fear, and they didn't know what was going on, but each step they took, there was something going on the other side that they couldn't see. They didn't realize, they didn't know what was going on. Abraham's thinking, well, I'm fixing to have to lay my son out. I'm going to have to sacrifice my only son. I love this son. He's a good son, and God has given me him. This is God's promise to me right here, but I'm fixing to have to lay him down. Amen. But inside, Abraham may not have seen, but there was a lamb coming. But he realized, look, amen, God's going to provide us a lamb. He's going to provide us a sacrifice. And if he don't, I know, amen, he's able to raise him up from the dead. Praise God. I'm telling you, folks, we go through tests and we go through trials and we wonder how in the world God's going to work it out, but we can't see what's on the other side. Meanwhile, there's a little lamb that's walking up on the other side of the mountain. Amen. And Isaac and Abraham, they're walking, and Abraham's heart may be heavy. He may be confused. He may be filled with anxiety, but he says, you know what? I'm going to obey the Lord. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that kind of faith? I'm telling you, we can have that kind of faith in this last day and hour. Amen. When we know that God has given us a promise and he's going to stand true to his promise. Hallelujah. Amen. But meanwhile, there's a little lamb that's still coming. Oh, you know, and Abraham, and he goes, he takes his son. Lay down right there, Jack. Said, the Bible says that he binds his son. Flip over, bub. Yeah, lay on your back. Binds his son up, lays him on the altar. Bible says he's going to draw back the knife, but he hears something out of heaven. Said a messenger from heaven, an angel from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm glad when I can hear that word from heaven. There's sometimes I still don't see what's going on, but I can get a word from heaven. And Abraham's heart may be still broken. I'm going to have to put this knife to my son. Amen. But the angel said, Abraham, don't you do it. For behind you, I believe if I remember what it says right, behind you, amen, there is a ram caught in the thicket. Amen. And he turns around, and right there it is. Amen. God had provided a lamb. Amen. Abraham, don't you know he got his son up? Look here, Isaac. I want you to get up here. Amen. I didn't see it. It was behind me the whole time. But God has provided a sacrifice. Amen. You don't have to die, little Isaac. You don't have to die today. God has provided a lamb. And you know what he did? He laid that lamb down. Amen. The blood ran out of that lamb. This little lamb died, amen, so the son could live. Praise God. Though we can't see everything that's going on, God's working it out. God led a little lamb right up the hill, amen, to provide a sacrifice. Thank God today, amen, we don't see everything that's going on, but God sees where you're at, and he's going to pull you out. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you know Isaac was excited? He could have said something like, little lamb, amen, thank you for taking my place.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I said that. Amen. Thank you for taking my place. I'm glad that you come by my way, little lamb. I'm glad that you come by my way today. Amen. Because you came by, I can live. Amen. Because you came by, I can go home with the Father. Amen. Because you live, came by. Amen. I can live. I'm telling you what, he came by so that we might live. You can have a seat, Jack. Praise God. I'm telling you what, Abraham did not see that lamb coming. Amen. It was out of his sight the whole time. But praise be to God. There was a lamb that came. Praise God. And made a sacrifice. Laid his life down so that Isaac could live. Amen. There was a greater lamb that came on the scene. Hallelujah. Amen. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He seen it on that day. This world, it was going on in sin. It was going on in depravity. It was going down in sickness. It was going down in disease. Amen. And I'm telling you what this world, it looked like. Amen. It was just going to get worse and worse. But there was a Lamb that came. Praise God. And John seen him. He walked down the streets of Jerusalem. He walked down into the house of the poor. He went in the house of the rich. He went in with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He walked among all men. Amen. So he could be a light unto all men. Praise God. And show that glorious that he was the Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But that day, amen, just as Abraham and Isaac walked up Mount Moriah. I don't know if that lamb, its bones probably dried up. Skull fell and hit that place. It was probably the first skull that fell there. But year after year and time after time, skull upon skull fell on that place till they began to call that the place of the skull. Amen. A few thousand years later, amen, here comes the Christ. Amen. He walks up that same hill that Abraham and Isaac walked up. Amen. And he laid himself down. They beat him. They slapped him. They whipped him. Amen. In the back, he was bleeding. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. They pierced his hands with nails. They pierced his feet with nails. They run a spear in his side. Amen. And he bowed his head, but his skull never hit the ground. Praise God in the place of the skull. But they laid him in the grave. They laid him in the tomb, but the tomb wouldn't hold him. I'm telling you, there's never been a man like Jesus. Oh no, there's never been a man like Jesus. The grave couldn't hold him. On that third and glorious day, he got up, praise God, with all power and with all victory. Amen. And that same spirit that raised Christ Jesus up, it quickens our mortal body. Praise God. And because he lives, I can live and I can face tomorrow. And you can face tomorrow. We got victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. I'm telling you, he paid the price. Amen. We couldn't see it all. Amen. Praise God. But he came nonetheless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a woman. That day she was thirsty. She took her water pot and she walked down to the well. Amen. She didn't even realize how thirsty she was. But she was thirsty, had her water pot. She walks to the well, sits down on the well. Amen. But meanwhile, the Bible says that Jesus was over there and he said, I must needs go to Samaria. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, Jesus said, there's a woman over there. Amen. And she's thirsty. And I need to go have a talk with a lady in Samaria. That wasn't the way they normally would travel. They wouldn't even walk through Samaria. Amen. But he said, I'm going down to Samaria. Amen. And the well, sat down on the well. Amen. And he began to talk to the woman. Amen. That was wicked. Praise God. Amen. He talked to her and told her all the things she had ever done. Amen. She said, said, he told her about the husbands that she had, and that the one that she was shacking up with. Amen. And I'll tell you what, amen, she realized that day that there was more to drink than just that water out of Jacob's well. Amen. There was something far greater. That well at Jacob's well had been there a long time, but she had never realized there was eternal life. I'm telling you tonight, if you're not saved, amen, I want you to know you've been living in sin, but meanwhile, God's brought you into the house of God tonight, amen, so that you can take of the water of life freely. Praise God. There's salvation in that well. There's eternal life in that well. And there's hope in that well. There's peace in the well. There's power in the well tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. There, that woman, that day, she's walking down the road and her head is hanging down. Her son is in the coffin and they're walking down the road about to bury that son. But meanwhile, amen, there's a Savior that he decided to walk on the same road. Amen. He said, listen, amen. He stopped the box and he told the lad to arise. Amen. This lad that was dead, well, praise God, he could still cancel the funeral. When you think all is lost, all hope is lost, everything has gone wrong. Amen. My life is messed up. The things that I've done, I don't tell you what, God can stop the box. Praise God. He can stop you where it is. He can turn it around. He can raise you up. Praise God. And bring new life to a dead situation. Praise God, I'm telling you. Meanwhile, God's working. Hallelujah. Phew, hallelujah. Man, there that man was, living among the tombs. Society had kicked him out, hiding in amongst the tombs, cutting himself, gnashing himself. Mean. Nobody wanted him. Amen. But meanwhile, there was a Savior in a boat. While he's cutting himself, while he's being shunned by society, while he's being hurt, while he's carrying a legions of devils in his body, and they're tormenting him from the inside out, there comes a Savior, and he comes right up on the shore. Amen. And it was so great, amen, that them devils had to fall down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you what, oh, you may be in a tormenting situation. You may experience torments in your life. I'm telling you, there's a Savior that can bring it down and cast it out. Praise God. Amen. God's still working. God's not dead. He's still alive. He's still working and he's still moving. Old Peter, he's down in the jailhouse. He's down in the jailhouse shackled up. Amen. But the Bible says there was a church that was a praying. And meanwhile, while he was locked up, there was a praying church that was down on their knees of praying, and while they was praying, the place was shaking. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know, not only that, but when they went to prayer for Peter, an angel come in there and loosed his bonds. Amen. Meanwhile, I'm telling you what, you may be going through a trial, you may be feel like you're locked up, but praise God, you come to a praying church. Amen. This church, we can get on our knees and we can intercede for you. And I'll tell you, the place shook tonight by the power and the glory of God, and you can feel that glorious liberty in your life. Hallelujah. Well, I hope I helped somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Man, you get to talking about all these great, wonderful stories. We could go on all night. Here he is, he's lame, sitting just outside the gate, beautiful, asking for alms. Amen. But here comes two poor preachers. They definitely didn't have any silver or gold. He looked up on them, expecting to receive from them. The Bible says, but you know what? Peter says, silver and gold have I none. I'm telling you what, while you're feeling like you're crippled up, Amen. There are some people that are going to church. Praise God, they're going up at the time of prayer, at the hour of prayer. Amen. I'm glad for a praying church. I'm glad for people that's got an hour of prayer. Amen. It's not just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. But it's still the sweet hour of prayer. Amen. Don't you know, amen, Peter had a hold of something. Amen. He had the real deal. And when he said, he looked down and that man looked at him. Amen. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. He went from a beggar. He went from being down, amen, all the way up to dancing, running, and leaping, and praising God. I'm telling you what, you don't have to stay down where you're at. You don't have to feel like a beggar. God don't have any beggars. You can get up in Jesus' name. You can shout the victory. You can have God's glorious liberty in your life. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that Peter was preaching. And the Bible says, while he yet spake. You know what that means? Meanwhile. Peter's preaching. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Hallelujah. Boy, I'd pray that happened tonight. I mean, just while this little old Texas boy is preaching, I would that the Holy Ghost would fall on all of us tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you what, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And while I'm telling you, this promise is for you. You can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you what, the devil says you can't have it. But I'm telling you, it is a gift of God. And he'll give it out. He'll pour it out on you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. But really, listen. Listen. We're talking about wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, violence, huh? Earthquakes, famines, natural disasters. You know what the Bible says? When you see these things begin to happen, meanwhile, there's a place being prepared that a little Kentucky girl married to a little Texas boy is going to get to go to after a while. Hallelujah. Amen. When there's wars and there's rumors of war and North Korea gets fired up and Russia gets fired up and China gets fired up and it looks like, amen, just everybody's going to come in on Israel. Amen. It looks pretty bad in our economy and there's natural disasters everywhere and it looks like the earth is going to crumble in on itself. Meanwhile, remember this out here. Woo! Hallelujah! Lift up your heads. Woo! Lift up your heads, church, for your redemption. Draweth nigh. Praise God. Praise God. When all these things are going on that we're seeing, we don't have to hang our heads. We don't have to hang our heads. We don't have to be staggered down. But we can look up because we know one thing for sure. It's not all there is to it. There's something else far greater that's going on. Woo! Gabriel, he's tuning up that trumpet. He's getting ready. Shining that trumpet down. The Son is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Just give me the word. Just give me the word. Meanwhile, there's being preparations made. There's a supper being spread. Hallelujah. Amen. There's gates being going up. There's walls going up. Hallelujah. There's streets of gold being laid right there. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There's mansions being built. Hallelujah. And meanwhile, we're struggling. We're struggling. We're fighting, Brother Joe, with all we got. We're saying, come on. Come on to this great supper that we're about to partake in. Come on into God's house. It's raining on the inside. I want you to know there's something far greater that we can't see with our eyes. But John saw it. He saw that New Jerusalem, that city that was coming down from God out of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you what. Meanwhile, there's something far greater going on. Hallelujah. Woo. Let's stand all over the house. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Woo! With a shout. With the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. We are not as them that don't have hope. But I have hope in a land that's better. I have hope where the soul lives on. Hallelujah. As we walk these weary miles, we don't walk alone. Amen. There's a friend that sticketh closer to the brother. Amen. And he said, I'll send you another comforter. And he'll come. Amen. And he'll walk with you. He'll be with you side by side. He'll hold your hand. He'll lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. I'm telling you tonight, we're not all alone. God's working on our side. Amen. When the days get dark and our eyes are dim and limited, amen, just to the light that is a light in our path. Praise God. There's a hand, an unseen hand that reaches down. Amen. And moves the enemy out of the way. Amen. There is a spirit that'll raise up against the flood of the enemy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Well, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God down our strongholds. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, if you need to be saved tonight. You've been walking in saying, I'm telling you, meanwhile, there's been a Savior. He's been calling your name. Come on. Come and take of the waters of life freely. Hallelujah. Tonight's your night. For now, faith. Now, faith. Amen. I want you to know now is accepted time. Now is appointed time. Now is your time to be saved. Right here in this service. Hallelujah. If you've been going through a trial, you've been going through a test, you don't seem like you could see God's hand in your life, I'm telling you, you could come up here, amen, and you can hear a voice from heaven, amen, speak to you, call your name out, say everything's gonna be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got a sickness in your body tonight, Jesus, amen, meanwhile, He's bore those stripes on His back. Amen. That you might be healed. Hallelujah. By His stripes ye are healed. Presently, praise God, the price has been paid. And I'm telling you, you could be healed tonight. If you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, just like, amen, it happened for those in the New Testament. Amen. In this altar service, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. If you're cold in your spirit, I'm telling you, you can be revived in this service tonight. I'm calling you into the altars. Amen. If you need, amen, prayer for your body, won't you come up here and get somebody's attention? We'll anoint you with oil and pray that God will heal you. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Raise your hands to heaven. Lift your heart up to heaven. Yield yourself to Him and let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you want God's abiding presence, amen, to encourage you, you give Him the glory tonight in this altar. Come on, church. Amen. Come on, let's pile in here. Amen. If you just like, amen, to receive a blessing from the Lord, I'm telling you what, you can receive a blessing tonight.